With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This is the World Cup Whistleblowers Daily, the show that gives you the football headlines and some concise opinion on each every weekday throughout the World Cup. I'm Mark Smith. These are your World Cup headlines for Friday, the 16th of December. France and Argentina are gearing up for the World Cup final this Sunday. They'll meet at 3 o'clock UK time at the Lusail Stadium. For France, Kingsley Coman is a doubt for the game after he missed training with illness, becoming the third member of the France squad to pick up the sickness problem. Adrien Rabiot and Deo Upamecano were both left out of the starting 11 to take on Morocco for the same reason. Ahead of the third-place playoff between Morocco and Croatia on Saturday afternoon, Morocco head coach Walid Regragui says focusing on Luka Modric alone would be a big mistake. He said, "He has something about him, but we'll stay focused on our players. I have a lot of good players, and if my team stays focused on just Modric, that'll be a big mistake. After this game, I hope we have no regrets. That is important for our team." Fernando Santos has stepped down as manager of Portugal. The 68-year-old leaves after Portugal suffered a shock 1-0 quarter-final defeat to Morocco. Santos spent 8 years in charge of Portugal, guiding the team to victory at Euro 2016, as well as the inaugural UEFA Nations League in 2019. And finally, Real Madrid have signed Brazilian teenage prodigy Endrick from Palmeiras for a fee of around £60 million. The 16-year-old forward, 16, who's been touted as one of Brazil's best upcoming talents, will join the European and Spanish champions in July 2024. Those are your headlines. Okay then, the finals this Sunday. We've talked about it this week a bit already. Bit of a concern for France. Kingsley Coman hasn't been starting for France at all, but he has been coming off the bench in a few games. It's not so much the fact that they're missing him, it's that there seems to be this sickness bug going through the squad. He's now the third player to get it. Now, not every news outlet is reporting on this. It sounds like it's more of a tabloidy angle. But I think it's worth talking about very briefly, because according to some of the reports, the blame is being placed on the air conditioning at the stadium. Now, earlier on in the tournament, we heard this from Anthony, the Brazil and Manchester United winger. He said that several of his teammates with Brazil have had the same problem. You know, colds and sort of struggling with breathing as a result of the air conditioning at the stadiums. And I don't want to go in again on the tournament and the organisers, but obviously it does show that it's maybe not geared properly towards players and towards football. But this could be a developing storyline over the weekend. You know, if a couple of starters, a couple more starters for France pick up this bug or this illness, then suddenly it's a proper headline, I think. Rabiot and Upamecano missed the semi-final. I'm not sure if they're going to be back for the final, although in Upamecano's case, probably a good thing for France, as Konate was much, much better. But something worth keeping an eye on. For Argentina, no current injury issues to worry about for them. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it should be full strength, both teams playing against each other. That's what you want to see in a World Cup final, I think. Okay, let's move on. Morocco and Croatia play in the third place playoff. Very much a dead rubber normally. But I'd say that for Morocco, this is huge. This is the biggest game in their history, I'd imagine. If they put much stock on the third place playoff, which they probably should do at this point. And Regragui's saying the right things, you know. He should be so proud of this team. They've been a joy to watch. I think defensively, I've talked about this quite a lot on the show, but defensively it's been just almost perfect. And then when they needed to pull out something a bit more attacking against France, they very nearly did it. You know, they're a good side. They're not just defenders. They can play more expansively. They're just a good all-round side, and I'm hoping that a few of those players get big moves, the big moves that they deserve this summer. For Croatia, look, it's going to be Luka Modric's last World Cup game, probably a few of them, actually, last World Cup games. They'll want to go out well. They don't want to go out with a whimper, so we'll see. It's just that this game is always one of those everyone forgets in 6 months' time. I just don't think it's got much cultural cachet at all, unless it is, you know, a Morocco. I remember when Bulgaria played in it in 94, you know, it can be big for a generation of people from that particular country if they're not a huge footballing nation. But for everyone else, I think it's just a bit of a Yeah, that's happening. Okay, we'll just quickly skip over the last two stories. Fernando Santos, Portugal manager, he's gone. That's to be expected. But what an unbelievable job he's done there. Winning the Euros. UEFA Nations League doesn't matter so much, but still, it's something to win. And he did it. And I don't think necessarily he's gone because of this loss to Morocco, because Morocco beat everybody. Morocco are excellent. But I think, you know, Portugal have very high standards and they have an extremely talented squad and they feel like they've probably got someone right in line behind Fernando Santos that could take over in a way that we don't with Southgate. We don't have a queue of English managers that we think could take over. So that makes sense for them. Might not make sense for us. And finally, Real Madrid have spent £60 million on a 16-year-old child. He won't join until 2024. A huge risk. Yes, he could be incredibly talented. He could be the best player in the world in a few years. Who knows? But it's a huge risk because we have seen players be phenomenal at 16 and sort of be done by 21, 22. So we'll see. But you can never accuse Real Madrid of not speculating. So let's see what happens with that. He will stay at Palmeiras for a couple of seasons yet. So they'll be getting more of a finished product, if that's possible, even for an 18-year-old. All right, that's all we've got time for. Enjoy the games this weekend. It's the last bit of World Cup now. It's very sad. We've got a while to wait for the next one. But enjoy them wherever you're watching them. I'll be back same time on Monday with more World Cup Whistleblowers Daily. By which point, I think it might be the last day of that. We might just go back to regular Whistleblowers Daily. Because what am I going to talk about World Cup-wise next week? Nothing. All right. See you later. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.